Yud Aleph Halacha Reish Lamites. Getting it one more time. Page Reish Yud Aleph Halacha Reish Lamites. Im Hamitzvay She'en Yichidim Yichilim La'asaisam Im Lo Yibetarach Gadol. Okay, now he's describing over here some a concept, okay, and he's giving an example which is not very relevant for us. But if you find the mitzvah and yechidim, one person cannot do the mitzvah alone, at least ideally. But the person, he wants the chap, the whole schus for himself. Im hamitzvah she'en yechidim yichom la'asos. He gives an example. Im loy b'tarach gadol. For example, going on iske hames lerochatzoy ulal bishoy yava chaver kadisha, and to do the chaver kadisha, ideally, let's make believe. I don't know exactly how it works. They need five people to do it. To do properly, but they cannot get five volunteers at this point. There's an emergency. They had the levaya has to be done. The time is of the essence, and they cannot bring together the people in a timely way. So only one person is going to do the entire thing by himself. One person cannot do a proper job by himself. In this instance, ulal bishoy im amru shnayim naktim. So let's say there are two people, and they say, "Listen, let's just do the best that we can by ourselves immediately, and that way we'll get all of the reward for this mitzvah." Here, they're very religious. They're too religious. They want to take for themselves all of the reward. Im amru shnayim, if two people say naktim anachnu kedei sheyei lanu soch gadol, we'll do all the work ourselves. But there's a trade-off. They really can't do it themselves, because if they do it themselves, it's not going to come out as good as if they had the whole team in place. If they would be, doesn't say about covet here. It says that just get the quality of the job. You have to extrapolate to find examples today when you can
see
this.
If two guys say, "We'll make the Siyam Hashas first in morning, so that we don't."
What?
It's a shul. Making the Siyam Hashas.
All right, okay, you're fine. You have to come with your example, whatever the example will be. If two people, in this example, he's giving you an example, a very specific example. From here, you can extrapolate. The example is very bizarre. You have over here a person died, and there are two people that feel that they can do the tahara all by themselves, when ordinarily, make believe, you need five people. And the reason why they want to do it right away is because they want to chap for themselves the mitzvah, the schar of the mitzvah. Oh, here we have an opportunity. We're willing to do the extra effort, and that way in Olam Haba we're going to get the reward for the entire mitzvah. And too bad for those other three people that would otherwise show up a little bit later on in the day. But the trade-off is, by them doing it themselves, they're not going to do the same quality job. The job will not be done with the same delicacy, the same care. The result will not be the same. Then it is an act of selfishness for them to chap the mitzvah for themselves and do it immediately at the expense of the mission, the job not being done as good as it ordinarily would have been done. Unless the exception, of course, will be where it's an emergency. Time is of the essence. And the example he gives is, okay, we have a person, let's say the person, if they don't do the tie right away, the body is going to begin to rot and decay. So in this instance, it's better that the job be done not with the best quality, but better than having it not being done at all later on, when then it's going to be a greater bezoin for the mace. Really, you need there to be many people, not two people. Could go in, for example, Mace Gadol. There's a very large body, and this body needs five people. And two people say, "You know what? We'll do the whole thing ourselves." The Oz, how you yoisar bit of it would have been better had they waited for three more people to arrive. So now they did it by themselves, two people, and they did not do such a good job. Nimtzu choitim. Yotza Sechoram Behef Seidon. They think they're doing a mitzvah. You're doing an Aveira. Okay, many times in life, it's a very big Musa Haskel, many times in life a person deludes himself into thinking that he's doing a mitzvah. And the way you do the mitzvah is, in the process, you're doing many, many Aveiras. You have a person that's chalashing, person you have by the Amud many, many times. So what are you davening for the Amud for? Why are you davening? It's a mitzvah. So it's a zechus to say kaddish down for the yomer, and what do you do in the process? You push someone else away, or you insult someone. Classic case, example is, there were two people fighting for the Omer. They both had yard site. One had yard site for his father, one had yard site for his mother. And they started Arhu Shadavin, and it got nasty, and ultimately one of them said, "Where does your mother come anywhere near my father?" So what kind of zechus? What? And then with that, the person was so insulted, he walked out of shul, he left the shul. And then this fellow, he davened for his father. Come on, what kind of kaddish is that? Yiskadal v'yiskadash, oh, yiskadal v'yiskadash, shmei rabo. Excuse me, this is called a yiskadal v'yiskadash, shmei rabo. And the way you accomplish this is by saying to this fellow, where does your mother come to my father? And he walks out of shul, it's a joke. And that's one example. I could give you many examples, okay? Open up the newspaper. It's not hard to find what?
That's another thing.
Right. Don't cause pain to the tzibur. If the oilim doesn't want to hear your voice, don't be mitzar them with your nusach. So nimsu chaitim. So just because the example he's giving over here is the ultimate, he's giving a very interesting example. This is Chesed Shel Emes. You have to assume that the Sefer Chasidim, he knows what he's talking about. He's not giving you the example that I gave you of saying Kaddish. He's talking about mamish, unpleasant things no one wants to do. Chesed Shel Emes. Okay, no one's going to come and give. No one's going to come and thank these people for their hard work. Yet he's saying, you think you're doing a mitzvah, coming in the middle of the night and doing the tahara for someone that no one cares about. Guess what? You're doing an avera, because this mace needs five people. You're only two. Don't do us any favors. Don't do the mace favors by doing it yourself when two people cannot do a proper job. To do the proper, give the proper kavod, whatever all these things entail, needs five people. So don't fool yourself in thinking, no, we'll do it ourselves. We won't wake up another three people, and that way we've done a mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah demands five people. You're doing an avera. Even when you're doing something so noble as chesed shel emes, it's not a chesed. Nimsu choytim al achas kama v'kama. When you want to go talk about all these other things that are going on in society, things, you got to really know what you're doing. You really got to make a cheshbon. When you do something, is it really a mitzvah, or are you really doing more harm in the mitzvah, what you think is a mitzvah, than what you're trying to accomplish? Of course, he goes on to say in this example, you have to know the case. In this example, if they didn't have refrigeration, they didn't have all this different things they handled like they have today, and if they don't do it right away, then the body is going to burst. Whatever this means. That the body should not open up, whatever this means, when the body begins to decompose, then b'toiv oisim, of course, then you have no choice. Then, obviously, better two people do it immediately than wait, delay, because the delay is only going to result in a greater bezoyin. So then, of course, that's an exception. Next halacha. Adam, now here he talks about the principle of miksas hayoyim kikuloi. Adam is interesting, very interesting concept. When do you say miksas hayoyim kikuloi? Adam sheyasha ba'avelus b'yom ha'shvi'i. Person who gets up from Shiva. So we know there's a principle called miksas hayoyim kikuloi. On the morning of the seventh day, the person sits just for a small amount of time. La'avelusoi, lo yishamei shmitasoi. On that day, on day seven, now an ovel, an oinein, is not allowed to be with his wife. In Oinein, what the laws of Aninus prevent the person from being with his wife during those days. So what about on day seven, by day? Now, even though he's going to mention over here in the bottom one moment that the person, it's not proper for there to be marital relations by day. But let's, for whatever reason, put that aside for the moment. Let's make believe that it's permitted, whatever the situation is. Let's put that aside. So is a person allowed to be oisek, involved in marital relations on day seven after he gets up from Shiva? So from a very simple perspective, yes. The avelus is over. The Avelus is over. He gets up on the day 7. Along comes a Sefer Chassidim, and he's Mechadesh, and I do not know if this is acceptable halacha. Could very well be that we don't accept this. After what is the bottom line, but at least to appreciate his chiddush, that the laws of Devarim Shebitzina of Avelus of Shiva apply on the 7th day to the very end of the day. Incredible chiddush. Just because we say Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi, that's only on the outside. He can put on a regular shirt, take off his ripped clothing, he can sit on a chair. The laws of Befarhesia are over, but Bitsina, they remain with him. Everything else he can do after he davens. Lo yishamish mitasei ad shetechshach until it gets dark. Lel shmini. Now he talks about, let's say a person is waiting to sit Shiva. Okay, the person has a relative. I had this when my father died on the second day of Pesach. So the Leviah pretty much took place on the first day Chol Hamoed, and then we waited the remainder of Chol Hamoed and the remainder and the last 2 days of Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach and Acharon Shel Pesach, to first begin to sit Shiva on Mitzoy Acharon Shel Pesach. And this is the worst time for like Misaskim, the people who put everyone out of business, Misaskim. So over Yom Tif, they have a lot of people die over Yom Tif, Rechman Litzlan, and all of them are waiting to sit Shiva after Pesach. So after Pesach is over, they do not have enough chairs, enough Sifrei Torah, enough Sidurim for the demand. Because normally people sit Shiva, you know, people get up, they, you know, it's a Zekom.
They reserve early.
But over here, it's a long period of time. It's 8-day period of time where nothing is happening. Everyone, all who die during these 8 days, are all the same. Anyone who died on day 1, I was on day 2. So anyone who died on day 1, 2, all the way through day 8, they're all waiting to start. So the number of people...
The last day doesn't count.
The last day does not count in the 7 days of Avelus, correct. But the people, it counts towards the 7 days. So, but the people that are waiting to sit Shiva accumulates like no other time.
Backs up.
And also it's interesting that they told me that all of their so you have the same thing in Sukkot also, right? Sukkot is the same exact thing. Sukkot is the same thing. So they told us it's much worse Pesach, because first of all, the Erev Pesach is also, I'm not sure, I don't remember, it could be Erev Pesach is also, if someone dies in Erev Pesach, I don't know the details, I don't remember, but they told me one thing, he says that it was right, but okay, but there's another thing, they said that a lot of the stuff, this is what they told us, okay, very strange things, we always live and learn, things are very strange. They says, you know, all of our stuff, they send it out all over New York, New Jersey, it's all over the place, and a lot of it is dirty, they said, it's full of crumbs, of chametz. So for Pesach, they lock it all up, and they sell. They sell to a guy, but they lock it all up in a special place the whole year round. It's in the trucks. It's here. It's there. It's just lying around. But the Pesach, because they don't have the time and the effort to clean it, thoroughly from chametz, and the fact that you're going to go to Avodah, they're sitting there with food, right? Every Avodah is sitting there with food.
They don't even pick it up.
So in the boxes there are crumbs. On the sedum there are crumbs. On the tables, they should really be should be washed down. Every time you go to Avodah, you see the table, they have food on the table. Okay, I'm sure they clean it, but they don't clean it like they clean it for Pesach. And they don't have an interest. They don't have the interest in the time, the effort for this. So what do they do for Pesach? They lock it all up. So it's worse than after Sukkot. After Sukkot, they don't lock anything up. They leave it around in the truck, it's here, it's there. They don't even pick it up. They leave it in the person's house. They'll come, they have a chesh, and they come pick it up after Sukkot. It's not an emergency to pick up the stuff and to put it away. For Pesach, no one wants it in their house. Everyone wants it, whatever it is, they want to get rid of it because Pesach is Pesach. It's a time to be clean. So they lock it up. After Yom Tov is over, they have to unlock the warehouse and schlep it out and put it on the trucks and get it out to the people, and there are not enough people, not enough supplies for the people. It's amazing how much what's going on out there. any event, he's teaching you an incredible chiddush that on day seven, Devarim Shebitzina extends even to the end of the, this is his opinion, and he talks about less than then before. Let's say it's the beginning. Let's say it's on Pesach, and a person that was waiting to begin the Avelus, he says an incredible chiddush that there is Avelus Bitzina until the person begins to sit Shiva. If he is waiting during Chol HaMoed and waiting during Yom Tov in order to first begin sitting Shiva, the Dvarim Shebitzin apply during that time. And Misha Eiriloi Mespi Yom Tov, Li'acha Yom Tov, Tsarich Leishe Ba'Avelus, but Uvi Yom Tov, on Yom Tov itself, Lo Yishanish. He's not allowed to have marital relations during the time before he begins sitting Shiva, even though there are no laws of Avelos. On Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, there's no Avelos. You can do whatever you want. You can go to shul, you can daven, you can do the mitzvahs, you can do whatever you want. There's no Avelos. The Avelos first begins when Yom Tov is over. Nevertheless, he paskins, Dvarim Shebitzina are in force. And that's what. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
But it's very.
I believe it's a machloikas apoyser. I believe there are different mitagim. It's not clear cut.
What this shows us is sociologically what was going on in his time.
Okay. It's not so clear. One thing is for sure, Rabbi Yisrael. One thing is clear as day is that the person says Kaddish. Let's clarify this point. This is very common. Let's say a person, Rahman al-Tzlan, someone dies Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is very, very common. Someone is nifta Erev Shabbos and the family's and the funeral is first going to be Sunday. So Mitzoy Shabbos, he's already Mitzoy Shabbos, he's an Oinin. So Mitzoy Shabbos, he can't do anything. He doesn't have a Ma'ariv. He doesn't make Havdalah. There are solutions how he can daven Ma'ariv and daven early.
Shabbos,
no Avelos on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there is no Avelos. No Avelos. So again, the person, a person died, forget about Pesach, Shabbos. A person died Erev Shabbos. 2 hours before Shabbos. So for the last 2 hours until Shabbos begins, this fellow is an Onein. He does not do any mitzvah. He does not make a bracha. If he wants to eat food, he eats the food without making a bracha. He's potter from every single mitzvah.
Potter.
Asur also, you're not allowed to make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. No, you don't. You don't make any brachas. Nothing is done. No. Now it's Shabbos. Oh, Shabbos. Business as usual. You make kiddush, you go to shul, you do. Yes, that is the majority opinion. There are yechidim that will say do not say kaddish, but most vast majority of rabbanim, maybe even 95%, will tell this person you come to shul on Shabbos and you say kaddish for the nifter. You say kaddish. Kaddish does not begin after they bury the person. You can start saying Kaddish immediately. Now, on Friday afternoon, you don't gav mincha. If you have not yet daven mincha, Friday afternoon, you don't daven mincha. And if you're not going to daven mincha, you're obviously not going to be saying Kaddish Friday afternoon because he's an Onein. But now it's Shabbos, it's sunset, it's Sisak HaKavim, you have to daven Ma'ariv. And you have to have a Suda Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush. And you can go to Shul for Ma'ariv. And when you go to Shul for Ma'ariv, you say Kaddish. And Shabbos morning, you regular davening, and you say, and
you can't you say Kaddish, Rabbi Levine?
What? You don't daven mincha.
You don't daven mincha, but you're in the shul.
No, if you don't daven mincha, you don't say Kaddish. No such thing. You don't daven mincha. You potter from mincha. You don't do anything. And in the state of aninus, there's no Kaddish. No such thing as saying Kaddish before the person is buried. During the week, the person dies on a Tuesday afternoon. There's no Kaddish. The first time Kaddish is said by the Avelim is after the person is buried. They bury the person, that's the first time they say Kaddish. But it's Shabbos. So Shabbos is no Avelos. So there's no Avelos. People will always ask, there's no Avelos. The rabbi says, come to shul. There's no Avelos on Shabbos. There's no Avelos. What?
He's saying during shul, he's saying still before the burial.
Before the burial. Before the burial. What?
Well, Shabbos is Shabbos.
There is no Avel Aninus. Yes, even before the body is buried, you can say Kaddish.
Rabbi Levine?
Yeah.
My father was nifted the first day of Sukkot.
Okay. So you waited.
Two questions came up. One, participation in Hakafis. and Yiska on Shmini Atzeres.
Okay, so what do they tell you to do?
First year, you don't do it.
What?
Yiska, so you don't say Yiska for the first year.
It's Machlaikis. Yiskar is a big Machlaikis the first year. And Hakafis, what do they say to do? Hakafis?
Not to participate.
Not to participate. It's no worse. It's no worse than Avelus. Avelus and the first year Avelus, most poskim say you do not take an akafa during the first year. Some right. will say you can go walk around one time. The machlekes. Some will walk around one time.
By us, it counts already towards the shiva the first day.
Correct. Okay, but there's another issue. The issue is now he's addressing another issue, and that is what about dvarim shebitzina, which means marital relations. So he says no. Usser. Is that accepted lahalacha? Probably is. What about during Avelis after the body is buried and it's now Shiva? I think also they say it's usser. So he says here that until the time of that once the person dies, until the period of Avelis is over, including the entire seventh day. That's a very big chiddush. Even though this fellow got up from Shiva on the seventh day in the morning, based upon the principle of Niksas Hayom Kikuloi, still marital relations are usur that day until the eighth day. And certainly it's going to be usur before the body is buried, before the 7 days of Avelus begin, if there's a delay. Why would there be a halachic delay? Because the person died on Yom Tov. He died on Shabbos for that matter. And there could be even an 8-day delay. If a person dies 5 minutes before Yom Tov begins, so you can't, nothing you can do. You can't go bury the person in 5 minutes. So when are they going to bury the person? On Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed. So then that means, and then you can now, he's first going to have to wait to begin to sit Shiva until after Yom Tov is over. So what is the status of this fellow during the entire period of Yom Tov? There's no Avelus on Yom Tov, not even Chol HaMoed. Is he allowed to engage in marital relations? The Sefer Hasidim says no. No. If you're waiting, when you're waiting to begin this period, it's Osir. And even during the period, for sure, it's Osir. And then, bigger Chiddush, even when it's over on day 7, when the person gets off from Shiva, to the end of the day, it's going to be Osir as well. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, it's a very complicated question, and we're not going into that. Let's go. Now, over here on the bottom, he has a lot of very interesting things. I want to just tell it to you outside. Some very interesting about this issue. First of all, do you ever say a principle called Niksas Hayoim Kikuloi at night? He discusses this here on the side and on the bottom. Very, very fascinating. And that is a person, let's go to the other extreme. A person wants to engage in marital relations on the last night of Avelus, of Shiva. A Shiva. Okay, let's say he wants to have a child. He wants his wife to conceive. And the doctor tells him that every opportunity, every day is a day that's lost. It's a lot of yeshivas like this. Yeah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, every Rav Tendler, that was his hesped. It was a very interesting hesped, but Rav Moshe Tendler was master at the Levaya. What did he say to Rav Moshe? Take out the tapes of the hesped. Is that Rav Moshe, when a hilchos nida shaila had kedima to anything? If a person came, Rav Moshe may have been paskening a nuclear war. Okay, the biggest shailas. If someone called them up and says there's a maris, has a shaila, his wife a nida, not a nida, and it was nogea that night. And any complex, and sometimes the questions were extremely complex. And if Moshe had to spend time doing research to study what is the halacha, person calls up, so most of the time Moshe was just passing off, you know, like in the sleep. Mutter asa, finished. But sometimes they're very complicated questions. And Moshe may have been very, very busy with something which is very, very serious that affects the whole Klal Yisrael. And a person presented to him a complex shayla and hilchos nida, Rav Moshe would immediately abandon, no matter what he was doing, and focus on hilchos nida shayla when it was nogea for that person that night. Because that has kedima. That Rav Moshe held, you don't play around with. An opportunity for a person, for a woman to conceive, have a child, that is so Leitohu bara l'sheves yitzara. It's an incredible insight into the mind of a tzaddik. You have a pesek, you have a pesek. You know, I'm actually you're busy with the chashva things. You know, you're busy with klal Yisrael. You know, all these what's in the newspaper, all of the big issues that you see in the newspaper. And then you have
a dayanim do that. I know the Satmar Dayan Roth did the same thing.
He dropped everything.
On Friday night, someone in the snow came with a shaila, and he saw that the guy didn't really repeat correctly what his wife told him. So he walked 10 blocks in the snow to make sure that they hear her.
To be moisten nefesh, to know, because why, it's just to say to the person, to be machmir, you may have just caused a human being not to have been born. It's an amazing... amazing concept. A whole life. This is a paisek, a real paisek. When a shy like this comes, you drop everything. Everything and anything in order to be mevar. What is the halacha, asur or mutter, finished. And so here's a shayla. A very fascinating question. A person on the last night of Shiva. So let's say his wife, you know, he wants to have a child. And it's not so simple. And every opportunity. And live. So what's the halacha? Well, the Shulchan Aruch. Excuse me, sir. It says in Shulchan Aruch there are 7 days of Avelus, and it's Osir. Too bad for you. You know, there's a halacha, halacha. So you say back to the Pesach, Mixas Hayoyim Kikuloi. Just like you say Mixas Hayoyim Kikuloi by day. Tomorrow morning after we daven Shachris, they're going to say to me, Hamakom Minachim Eschem, oh, I sat Mixas Hayoyim. Now I can get it from Shiva. So why can't we say Mixas Hayoyim at night? At night. Sunset, say it was 8 o'clock. So at 8, from 8 o'clock to 8:01, I was poiresh from my wife. I did not have marital relations at 8 o'clock. I was Mekayim, Mixas Hayoyim, Kikuloi. And now 8:01. No, I was Mekayim, Mixas. So is there such a principle? This is a very... Lomish question, which you get to open up a whole Shulchan Aruch, which I don't know, we just touched upon it. Open up a whole Shulchan Aruch. Is there a principle of Mixas Hayoyim Kikuloi even at night? Why is Mixas Hayoyim Kikuloi only by day? Why don't we say that night as well? From the Sefer Hasidim, it's almost a given that a person wants to engage in marital relations on day 7 after he gets up from Shiva. So he says, no, amach, you're not allowed to. Even though you got it from Shiva, b'dvarm shebitzina, that's the halacha, too bad for you, dvarm shebitzina. You're not, yeah. Why doesn't the Sefer Hasidim address the question better? He'll come out l'maskan, that's going to be usher. But he should say that if a fellow says... The starting point of the question should be that if the fellow says, I want to engage in marital relations on the night of the 7th because of Nixas Hayoyim Kikula, so the Sefer Hasidim will say, I'm sorry, I hold, you need Bitsina Ayoyim Sholem. Why is the starting point of his question the day, not at night? L'may nafkamina, because you can bet your bottom dollar that there's going to be someone that's going to disagree with the Sefer Hasidim. And it's going to say that you're allowed to engage in marital relations by on this day 7 during the day after you get up from Shiva. If the question begins at night, and then you'll have the bar palukta, the world that those are going to argue, the result will be that those that disagree with the Sefer Hasidim, or even maybe the Sefer Hasidim himself will agree in unusual circumstances where there's an ace, where there's a need, sometimes there's no need. But when there's a need, there's a purpose. Maybe even he will agree that you can be lenient and you can be samech on all those who hold that once the mixas has passed, now you are free birds and now it's mutter.
The Rambam says that you only need l'chayr one day of shiva.
No, what are you talking about?
The Rambam does
with one day of shiva. Midoraisa. Midoraisa. Avelus is one day.
Right.
V'acharisa yoimar. Everyone agrees to that.
So
it's drabonon. Avelus midrabonon.
Let's say there's a circumstance that someone has they have a problem and there's only a certain window of opportunity.
I don't know the answer. It could very well be the answer is yes. I don't know the answer. Obviously, there are different situations. These are very heavy in yonim. That's why you had people like Moshe Feinstein who passed like this. There are many. I'm not read up on this. But it seems like that today there are many situations where women have a hard time conceiving, and the doctor says that if you were not nizer in the laws of nida, then your chances would be exponentially greater to conceive. And they go to a poysik and they say this to them, and they're very horrified when hearing these words, and then they try to work with them within the world of halacha. Listen, what we do today, we are many, 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 many layers. There are many layers of chumrois, which are, there are dinim de'araisa, there are dinim de'rabanan, and then there are minhagim, and then there are chumrois. And sometimes rabbanim in very specific situations are permitted to peel away chumrois or minhagim to follow the ikar halacha, the ikar hadin, whether it's de'araisa or midrabanan, in order to allow a woman to have more of a chance to conceive. So it's true, Mary is saying it's true, and these are very, obviously, there are people that are Rabbanan that are professionally trained in these questions, which appears to be very common today, in people that are trying to conceive and who have different issues, and to deal with the laws of Nida, with all of its Pirotecha v'diktukecha v'chavanosecha, in order to give people an opportunity to have children, to be the kind of the mitzvah of Peru or Revu. Here he's discussing over here this question when it comes to Shiva. He introduced an incredible chumrah that day seven is completely awesome no matter what. But what's very interesting in how he presents the question is the question first begins day seven by day. Excuse me, if you want to say mixas hayoim kikuloi, why not start the question? Let's begin the question with it at night. And that would permit a woman, if you don't want to be machmir, if we do say mixayon, we can be machmir matir even at night in certain situations. So is there such a thing? Maybe when it comes to mixas hayon kikula, we have to go to the sources and see where it all comes from. Maybe indeed there is no such thing. The limit, the outer limit of mixayon is only by day. It appears that all of this is a big, big machloikis apoiskim. You'll find sources in every single angle. Some say yes, some say no. Every possible opinion you're going to find in some commentator, that's the gist that you're getting over here from reading what's in the bottom on the side. Another Mefarshim, and his statement, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, is quite a statement. It's not just the Chumrah. He's saying a double statement. I'm telling you, I'm Machmir. Okay, thank you very much. But in his Chumrah, he's building his Chumrah upon a foundation which already itself is a Chumrah, and that Mixayom potentially first begins by day, does not begin at night. Now, by the way, where is the only place where you do not say Mixayom Kikuloi? Derech Agav. I went to Mimnachem also, and I gave him this bracha, not that he needs my bracha, a birchas hedyot, but where is the only place where you do not in halacha say the principle of Mixayom Kikuloi? And tell me the biblical source. The answer is Sheva Brachas. At a wedding, when a person gets married, so the day that they get married is day number one. Okay, whenever that is, whatever time. Then, right, and then starts another 6 days. Can you make Sheva Brachos on day six to the very, very end of the day?
Right.
And make the seven blessings, the Bracha Levatolov, it's not a Sheva Sinemish. The answer is yes. Sheva Brachos, you can make the bracha, the laws of Chosan the Kala. The first week, he's obligated to be Mitsameach his wife for 7 days until the end of the seventh day, till the very last end, good to the last drop. Why? Why don't we say Chosan wakes up on day seven of the and he says to his wife, listen here, wife, we got married. I've been talking to you, stuck with you already for six whole days. 6 days I'm busy with you. Today is day seven. Wife, enough is enough. enough of you. 6 days. How much already can I be with you already? 6 whole days. Today is day seven. Mixas hayoim kikulay. I'll talk to you for 5 minutes after davening, and I'm out of here. I don't want to see you the rest of the day. Goodbye. Good riddance. What a way to start off a marriage, right? Okay, on day seven, he says to his wife, "Nixas Hayam, and therefore, if you make a Sheva Brachas for lunch, the Bracha Levatola." You don't say that. Why not? You know where it comes from? Lavan Harami said to Yaakov, "Yaakov, ha ha, I fooled you. You thought you were going to marry Rachel. I pulled a fast one on you. I gave you Leah. So Yaakov says, give me Rachel also. Give me her. Okay, you could have her also. But we have to first finish the Sheva Brachas. So Yaakov, okay, so we'll make the wedding on day 7 after davening. After davening is over day 7, we'll have breakfast, we'll make Sheva Brachas, and right after breakfast, we'll have another wedding. Lavan says, Yaakov, not so fast. Male Shavuazois. I'm not going to let you marry Rachel until after dinner. The whole...
Even though I know that's the answer, but it's also Amar Simcha to Simcha.
Why? But it's over. If you say Mixas Hayoim Kikulai, if you say Mixas Hayoim, but if you say it's over, it's over.
I understand.
So we learn Male Shavua Zois. Now it's so fascinating. Lavan said it to be Mitzayer Yaakov. I don't want to give you the Hana of marrying my daughter. What you want, I don't want to let you marry her 11 hours and 59 minutes early. I want to torture you for another 11 hours and 59 minutes.
This was a proof of that.
I want to torture you. Okay, but what do we do? Everybody said, what do we do? We use it for our benefit. And Adaraba, when you get married, the simchas chos and the kala to begin a marriage, anything that you begin, you do b'shleimus. It's the famous story with the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe told the bar mitzvah boy, tonight's your bar mitzvah. Tonight they're going to give you to bench. They're going to give you, you go to a bar mitzvah, who benches by the bar mitzvah? The bar mitzvah boy. Now when they give you to bench, let's say you go to a wedding, you go to an event, you go to eat at someone's house in Shabbos, shalashudis, and they give you to bench. Or they don't, when you don't bench by shalash on the kais, you don't drink it in the shul. But let's say you bench on the kais. How often do you see the person who gets benching drink the entire cup? They drink a maloy lugma. They drink, all you need to drink is 1.6 ounces. So that's a schnapps cup and a half. It's all you have to drink. You don't even make an alagefen for that. It's all you have to drink is 1.6 ounces. But lechatchilu, what should you do? Koishal bracha, drink the entire cup. How many times do you see people drink the entire cup of wine when they're given benching? Almost never. So the Belzer Rebbe said to the bar mitzvah boy, tonight's your bar mitzvah. It's very special. It's the very, very first time. If it's the first time, do something b'shleimus. When they're going to give you to bench from the koishal bracha, drink the entire cup. Be mahader to do the mitzvah in the most beautiful way. Don't look to cut corners on day one. Later in life, you'll cut corners. But on day one, it should be b'shleimus. When you get married, you're looking to cut corners already. 6 days, okay, there's another day with you. Another day. Let's cut corners. Day 7, after breakfast, it's over. No. Male Shavua Zois. So I went to a base Ovo and that was the day when he got up. So they said Hamakom Minachim, he got up. So I said to him, you should go from this day, which is a mixas hayoim kikuloi, to make simchas where you don't have mixas hayoim kikuloi. You should go from the Avelos to making simchas. And the difference is from Avelos is mixas hayoim kikuloi. To Simchas, where there is no Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi. It's a Male Shavuazais. Whole different type of week. Okay, so this, okay, we touched over here upon a lot of very chashva things about, even though we took Avelus, the Varm Shabbatzina. By the way, they're very interesting, very interesting, very, very, very fascinating thing about Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi. A person gets up from Shivan Shabbos. Okay, very interesting halacha. Is an Ovel get an Aliyah?
No.
An Ovel, a person, let's say he's sitting Shiva, right? Let's say a person died on Thursday. So the first day of Shiva was Friday, and now it's Shabbos. So there's no Avelos on Shabbos. Does he get an Aliyah? No Aliyah. Let's say a person, he began Shiva on Sunday. So when is the last day of Shiva? Shabbos. So he has to sit Shiva until right before Shabbos, or whatever he needs to prepare for Shabbos. But he's still an Avelos because it doesn't really end until so Shabbos. Shabbos is not Avelos on Shabbos, But Dvarim Shabbat, there is a, it lingers. It's Dvarim Shabbat Sinah. So when is the Avelus really over? L'may nafkamina, can he get an Aliyah Shabbos morning?
No.
No? By Mincha? By Mincha? Not so simple. Many hold that the Avelus ends after Tefilas Shachris. After he finishes the Shemona Esrei of Shachris, and they finish the Shemona Esrei, the Avelus, that's already enough. The Shemona Esrei is enough of the Nixas Hayoim, and now Kriyas HaTorah, he's already, Nixas Hayoim already has finished, and the laning of the Sefer Torah, he's out of Avelus, he can already get an Aliyah.
The Avelus, public Avelus, is not on Shabbos, or all Avelus?
Well, you see, the Sefer Hasidim, he goes to an extreme, and he says that the Dvarim Shabbat Sinah lingers on. Lingers on. So would the Sefer Hasidim allow him to get an Aliyah on Shabbos? Shabbos morning by day, Shabbos morning? I don't know. I really don't know.
That would be public.
The Minhag HaOlam is that an Ovel who gets up from Shiva Shabbos morning gets an Aliyah. As far as I know, he gets even Shachris. You tell him by Mincha? Different, could be different opinions. Like I told you, in the Siddur, Shachris does not end until after you put away the Sefer, until after you say Kaddish. You say Chatzi Kaddish. Okay, Shachris goes on all the way to the very, very end. So maybe it's some hold that you can't get an Aliyah during Shachris, because Shachris is not even really over. And who says it's totally in Shachris? Other people hold no, that an Ovel, when he gets up on Shabbos, when he does not, he can get an Aliyah, because the Mixas Hayoim ends after he davins the Shemoyne Esrei. The Shemoyne Esrei is enough, Mixas Hayoim, of the Avelus Pitzina, and now he's already in a new league where he can get Aliyah. Take a very short break. We'll talk about Kabbalah Shabbos. So very, only a few minutes. Very, very short break. This week is Kisisa, a Shomer is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. Aseres Adibrois, Shomer. Zohar?
Shomer is in
another one. Zohar.
So we can get up on Monday.
Then it's regular Avelus.